President Obama is taking his climate action plan on the road. In Alaska, melting glaciers were a fitting backdrop for his call to reduce the carbon emissions that contribute to global warming. And in Nevada, the president was looking towards renewable energy to do it.
Yes, we've become the world's number one producer of oil and natural gas, but we've also become a major player in clean energy. And these advances have helped grow our economy and created a steady stream of well-paying jobs. They've also helped us reduce the dangerous emissions that contribute to climate change.
Obama's clean power plan is central to his climate goals. It would reduce carbon from coal-fired power plants by nearly a third by 2030. It also encourages more solar and other renewable energies. The final rule was just announced last month, but it's had people in coal country worried since it was first proposed by the EPA last year. That's when the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier visited Greene County in the southwest corner of Pennsylvania, where one in five jobs relies on the coal industry. So let's go back to the summer of 2014 and take another listen to that story.
Blair Zimmerman worked 40 years in the coal industry. Now he's a commissioner for Greene County in the heart of coal country. So he watched intently as EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy announced the new carbon rules. And sometimes he talked back to her, even though she couldn't hear him through his computer screen.
And I think you're wrong. I think you're absolutely wrong.
Zimmerman is a Democrat. He supported President Obama. So he's not what you would call an EPA basher.
I have three grandsons. So I have mixed feelings. Even though I worked in the industry for almost 41 years, two most important things in our lifetime, you know, in everyone's lifetime, is clean air and clean water.
He did like some of what McCarthy said, like the ability of states to come up with their own carbon reduction plans. But he does worry about mines closing and what the industry means to his community.
Probably billions of dollars it brings to this community, you know, county, employment, taxes, services. And you shut down the mines in a county that's population's only 38,000, you know, what do we do?
It's a question many in the community may face in the next few years. By the EPA's own calculations, Appalachian coal production could decline by more than 30% under the new rule. Clyde Setti took the news in stride as he sat down to a blue cheeseburger at Hot Rod's Barbecue. Setti has been working in the coal field since he was 18.
I didn't go to college, didn't want to go to the military. My dad was a coal miner, my brother was a coal miner. So, in turn, I'm still a coal miner.
He was eating before his afternoon shift, working 1,800 feet underground at a mine run by CONSOL Energy. He's not surprised that the EPA is trying to cut down on carbon emissions. He, too, thinks that the climate is changing.
With polluting the atmosphere, I can understand, but, you know, you're going to cost a lot of people a lot of jobs, not only the coal mining jobs, all the other jobs that are affiliated with it. It's a sad situation, but, you know, the saying goes, you're going to fight City Hall.
But he wasn't buying the EPA's claim that the rule would create jobs in cleaner technologies, at least not here.
Yeah, they can say it's going to create new jobs, but if they don't train people, I don't see it happening, because this is a fairly depressed area. There's, you know, there's a lot of food service jobs here and jobs like that, but there's no big industry here to, you know, take care of all the jobs that people are going to lose over this.
Christina Simeone of Penn Future, an environmental group that supports the carbon limits, said she agrees that the government needs to pay more attention to places like Greene County that depend on coal as these regulations are implemented.
These are real people who are just trying to make a living, and they're seeing major changes happening, and that has to be a very scary reality. But what are we really doing to help these people out? And that's, I think, what is really missing here.
One possible option for some is the booming natural gas industry. But that industry is relatively new. Coal has been providing for families here for decades. Autumn Lascote runs a beauty parlor in Waynesburg. She said many of her clients have husbands who work in the mines. If they lose their jobs, businesses like hers will suffer.
When it comes between getting your hair colored and buying milk or bread or gasoline for your family, certainly you're going to buy the milk, bread, or gasoline.
As she colored a woman's hair, she worried her community will be asked to bear the brunt of the global climate problem. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.